Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise will continually be in our mouths. Oh, glory, I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. For this is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is so greatly to be praised. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. So glad to be in the service of the Lord. So glad, amen, that God gave me another day and another opportunity. We welcome each and every one of you, amen, to our platform. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Please enjoy the services on today. Have a seat at the breakfast table and enjoy the spiritual meal. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Our God is not dead. He is alive. Amen. And we want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Luke. Glory be to God. 1 second, please. Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1, and we want to begin reading in verse number 10. And it reads, and the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the house of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited on Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned to them and remained speechless. Amen. Let us drop down to verse number 57. "Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, 'No, he shall be called John.' But they said to her, 'There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name.' So they made signs to their father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote, saying, 'His name is John.' So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was open, and his tongue was loose, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt among them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea, and all those who heard him kept them in their hearts, saying, 'What kind of child is this? What kind of child will this be?' And the hand of the Lord was with them." Amen, amen, and amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Want to talk to you, amen, for a few minutes, amen, with a subject. Hush. Hush. God got this. Hush. God got this. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Beloved, in our scripture this morning, coming out of the book of Luke, chapter number 1, amen, verse number 19 and verse number 20, amen, glory be to God. As we have just read those scriptures to you, just let me reiterate on verse number 19 and verse number 20, which we want to focus on this morning, amen, to bring our message. Verse 19 says, "And the angel answering said unto him, 'I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak to you and to show you glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." Beloved, amen. We see here where the angel of the Lord is speaking to Zacharias. Zacharias was John the Baptist's father. Glory be to God. We see here where the angel had appeared to Zacharias. Amen. The same way the angel had appeared to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Glory be to God. But when the angel appeared to Zacharias, Zacharias did not believe the words of the angel. He did not believe God's word that was speaking from the angel. And the angel told Zacharias, he said, because you do not believe my words, because you do not believe what thus saith the Lord, that he said that you are not going to be able to speak. Ah, somebody get a Lord of praise. Beloved, we see right here where Zacharias became dumb because of his miracle. Zacharias here, beloved, was not able to speak because of his miracle. Glory be to God. The angel says you're going to become dumb. When the word dumb, that does not mean you're stupid. Amen. It means dumb, meaning you can't speak. People who can't speak are called dumb. Glory be to God. That this means, beloved, that his miracle made him dumb. Here, this is going to be a dumbfounding testimony that causes amazement. Dumbfounding, beloved, means to become speechless with amazement. Has anything ever happened in your life and you were so amazed you didn't have no words? This thing went down and people was waiting for you to say something. You couldn't say nothing. You were just trying to catch your breath. Glory be to God, there was no words. You were speechless. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Zacharias was about to become speechless with amazement. Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm coming this morning to decree and to declare that God is about to make a move in your life. I come to declare and decree this morning that this is the season, amen, that you are going to be dumbfounded, amen, with the miracle moving power of God. Glory be to God. You're about to become speechless. You're about to become astonished. You're about to become surprised at what God is about to do in your life. You're about to become dumb. Hallelujah. Hush. God got this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you have entered into a season, glory be to God, where God is about to make you speechless and dumb. And the reason that God is about to make you speechless and dumb is because you did not qualify for what God is about to give to you. You did not even work for what God is about to give to you. You didn't even pray for what God is about to give to you. It's about to take your breath away. You're about to become speechless. Hallelujah. As Zacharias. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Zacharias had already tried. Was nothing going down. He was already old. He said, I'm too old to make a baby. My wife too old to make a baby. My sperm count is low. Glory be to God. My energy level is low. I'm too old for this. Somebody say, I didn't work for this. Somebody say, I don't deserve all this. What God has given me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. This is where, amen, hallelujah, your testimony is about to defy logic. Your testimony is about to defy nature. Glory be to God. It don't happen like this. This is not the way it normally happens. This is not the ordinary. This is quite unusual. Wow. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This is your season right here. Your season. Hallelujah. Your testimony shall defy and nullify medical reports. Glory be to God. They're going to look again at your medical report and say, hey, what happened here? Check the x-ray machine. Glory, what happened here? Do another blood work. What happened here? Give me some more pictures. What happened here? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your biological limitations.
Glory be to God. No, you too old, amen, to be having babies. No, you too old to be getting married. No, 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 you too old to go in business. No, 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 you too. No, 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 this is not the way it normally happens. Glory be to God. Somebody says hallelujah. Dumbfounding. Dumbfounding testimonies. Hallelujah. The report of nature in Jesus' name. With the doctors and the lawyers and your family and everybody gonna say nature don't work this way. Come on somebody, come on somebody. Hallelujah! What Zacharias was about to experience, nature didn't work this way. Come on, hallelujah! Somebody said what it might be impossible with it might be possible with. Impossible with man, but not with God. Because with God, all things are possible. Beloved, we must remember that Zacharias, the priest, okay, he was married to Elizabeth. Elizabeth was married, the mother of Jesus' cousin. And they had waited for a child until nature was working against them. They was waiting for a child until, amen, where Elizabeth, amen, her menstrual cycle, amen, had stopped. She had already entered into mental pause. Now nature says that you don't have no babies after menopause. So it's okay to have sex. It's okay to do what you're going to do because ain't no babies coming out because there is no menstrual cycle. According to the world, according to the doctors, according to the scientists, according to family members, you don't have no baby after menopause. Somebody said, hallelujah, God is about to move against nature. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have a baby, Mary. Glory be to God. Unless you have intercourse with a man. You're not having no baby without a man. Somebody said something. Nothing's too hard for God to do. Thing in the physical suggested that Zacharias and Elizabeth was not having no baby. She was past menopause. He old. His sperm cell low. Glory be to God. It just ain't no way. Huh? It's like when Sarah laughed. When the angel told Sarah, amen, you going to have a baby. And that thing giggled. The same way some of you would laugh today. If the angel told you the same thing. Because you'd be saying it ain't no way. Glory be to God. So Zacharias thought. Since he couldn't find, glory be to God, and since he could not father a child, he said, well, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm just going to serve God for the rest of my days. I'm an old man now. I wanted a baby. Can't have no baby. I'm just going to serve God and die. Some of you saying the same thing. I'm too old. I'm too old to go in business. I'm too old to go into ministry. I'm too old to follow this dream. I wanted to do this, but I'm too old. I wanted to open a restaurant. I'm too old now. I wanted to get married. I'm too old right now. I wanted to move. I'm too old. I'm too tired right now. I wanted to do that. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He thought it was too late. Turn around and tell your neighbor, it ain't over till God says it's over. Glory be to God. Zacharias gave up on himself. Not only did Zacharias give up on himself, he gave up on God. And even when the angel told him, this man had a visitation from an angel sent on assignment from heaven to tell him that he was going to be a father, to tell him that his wife Elizabeth was going to conceive and give him a baby boy. He couldn't see it coming. Let me ask you a question this morning. What do you see? What do you see? Glory be to God. Huh? What do you see in the spirit? Hallelujah. Somebody just say, God, open my eyes so I can see. Glory be to God. Zacharias had the nerve to tell the angel sent on assignment from God that it wasn't possible. He told the angel it wasn't no way. How many of us are telling God this morning that God, it ain't possible? It ain't possible. It ain't no way. It don't work this way. Nature don't work this way. Society don't work this way. Economics don't work this way. The medical profession don't work this way. It ain't no way. You can give me new body parts. It ain't no way. How many of us have told God this morning, it ain't no way. It ain't possible. Huh? This is what Zacharias did. Zacharias asked the angel. He says, whereby shall I know this? Zacharias told the angel, I'm an old man. Like God didn't know how old Zacharias was. Glory be to God. He said, not only am I old man, Zechariah said, my wife is well stricken in years. Beloved, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come this morning to decree and declare and to decree, glory be to God, that your tongue, your words will not hinder. Glory be, it will not hinder you. God heard Zechariah's words, but guess what? It didn't hinder him. Zechariah was talking doubt, but he still had that son. Come on, somebody. Zechariah didn't curse his blood. He came with some negative words, but he still got positive results because it was his season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The angel said, hush. You ain't going to be able to talk. God said, I got this. Hallelujah. Hush your mouth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I don't know what you have given up on. Maybe you have given up, amen, on the dreams of being married. God trying to hook you up with somebody. Glory be to God. And you come up with all these excuses why you too old. Huh? I don't know what you're giving up on, maybe on that book, that project, that job, that education, glory, that financial increase, the fruit of the womb, huh? You want to have another baby? So what? You're 50, 60 years old. So what? So what? They mean you want to go in business. So what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That contract you waiting for? That operation you really don't want to have. I don't know what you have given up on, but this morning I decree and declare and declare and I decree. I release a Zechariah's anointing to fall upon you. Glory be to God. God is about to do something you didn't work for. God is about to do something you didn't deserve. God is about to give you something you've been talking against. God is about to give you something you've been working against. God is about to do it. Why? Because somebody says, my season. Beloved, we see here, glory be to God, hallelujah, verse number 20. And verse number 20. Hallelujah. Look at that in your scripture. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, verse number 20. What did God tell Zacharias? Hallelujah. Verse number 20, hallelujah. And behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. The Lord told Zacharias to hush. The Lord told Zacharias to shut up. I'm muting your mouth. Beloved, the Lord is speaking this morning and telling somebody, shut up. Hush. Glory be to God. I got this. All power belongeth to me. I'm the one that gives, amen, a power, amen, to increase. Power to get wealth. I am the healer. I am the divine connector. I am the miracle worker. Hush your mouth. He told Zacharias to shut up. Since you are questioning my ability, and since you are questioning my capability, since you are doubting my word, and since you don't believe me, you will be dumb. I am going to shut your mouth so that your mouth will not stop you. Beloved, don't let your mouth stop you. Don't let your mouth take you somewhere that God did not mean for you to go. God told Zechariah, if I don't shut your mouth right now, boy, you're going to talk yourself into trouble. A lot of us have talked ourselves into situations that God has never ordained. That is not the will of God. That was your mouth flipper-flabbing. He said, shut up. Well, I mean, y'all know you can tell your children that. Some of you still tell your children and your grandchildren, shut up, boy. Shut up, girl. Shut up. Well, guess what? Take some of your own medicine this morning. God is telling some of you, shut up. I got this. Don't deny me. If I say, if I gave you the dream, I'm going to fulfill it. If I gave you the prayer, I'm going to answer it. If I gave you the desire, I'm going to give you the desire that's in your heart. What's your age got to do with it? What's your financial situation got to do with it? What's your education got to do with it? You don't deserve this. God calls the unqualified, and he qualified them. Whatever God said he going to do, he going to do. Matter of fact, whatever God said he going to do was already did. He said, Jeremiah, he said, Zacharias, let me hush your mouth right now. Beloved, I come to decree and declare, decree this morning. Hallelujah, that your mouth will not stop you. No matter what is going on in your life in this particular season that you are in, determined to praise the Lord, determined to speak great positive things in line with God's word. Speak the word, baby. If God said it, that's what it's going to be. Lord, I believe, help thy my unbelief. If God said so, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If God say I'm healed, I'm healed. If God said I'm rich, I'm rich. If God says I'm free, I'm free. Whatever God said, glory be to God, I agree with you. I touch and agree with you. We looking for people to touch and agree with. You better start off by touching and agreeing with God. How you going to touch and agree with your neighbor and you haven't even touched and agreed with God? How you going to touch and agree with your prayer partner and you haven't even touched and agreed with the word? Zacharias was not in agreement with the word. God said, I'm going to hush your mouth until I pull this thing off. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. There's a season to speak and there's a season to be silent. And no silent season, just be silent. Because God got you quiet right now because he don't want you to open your mouth and train wreck your blessing. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. God is saying, beloved, hallelujah, in this particular season, that whether you have faith or not, whether you have given up or not, whether the medical reports are speaking in your favor or not, whether nature is moving in your favor or not, God is going to baptize you with a dumbfounding testimony. Dumbfounding. Speechless testimony. Can't talk testimony. Of one of those testimonies that put you in amazement. You searching for words but can't find no words. You don't even know what to say when you see the hand of God and the miracle of God moving in your life. Beloved, you will be speechless with amazement. the Zacharias anointing. We release it this morning in the name of Jesus. Beloved, God is saying to you, for your complaints, for your fears, for your doubts, for your tears, God knows how long you've been waiting. You think God don't know how long you've been waiting? God knows how many strands are on your head, strands of hair on your head, and you trying to tell me God don't know how many days you've been waiting? You trying to tell me God don't know how many hours you've been waiting? You trying to tell me God don't know how many prayers you done prayed? God don't miss a beat, baby. And his eyes are on you. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. God is saying to somebody this morning, I'm going to shut your mouth. And I'm going to shock your mouth with breathtaking testimonies. God said, I'm going to do this. And everybody going to know I did it. Because there ain't no way you can do it. How your family and friends have gave, they ain't even looking for you to come at this angle. Hallelujah. God says, this is your season. I'm going to do it. And he said, instead of you being dumb, all those around you going to be dumb. They ain't going to have no words. They ain't going to have no way. They're going to look at what God just did for you, and all they can do is open their mouth and look. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. God will not only make you dumb, honey, he's going to make your enemies dumb. He's going to make your haters dumb. He's going to make your mockers dumb. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Any unholy evil, any unscrupulous a tongue speaking, hallelujah, doubt and speaking negativity against you and your destiny and your future, speaking against your life, speaking against your family, speaking against your ministry, speaking against your project, speaking against your destiny, shall all go dumb. We put it out in the air. Glory, everybody's about to be dumbified at the hand of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dumbfounded. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah. Thank God this morning for the Zacharias anointing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is about to, amen, to bring about some results. Oh, I don't know how he did it. Don't know how he did it. Don't know why he did it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, but he did it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to make you dumb with testimonies. He's going to make you dumb with miracles. He's going to make you dumb with results. He's going to make you dumb. Glory be to God with uncommon answers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody say, shut up. God got this. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All power. Hallelujah. Behold, I am the Lord, God of all flesh. Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me? Behold, I am the Lord, God of all flesh. Is there anything, is there anything too hard for me? Beloved, when the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is speaking to you, hallelujah, and God is giving you a glimpse of your future, and even though it looks impossible, even though it looks like you don't qualify, amen, and those other doubts and fears that's running through your mind, I encourage you today to hush. And when you open your mouth, speak like Mary spoke when the angel came to her and told her that she was going to give birth to Jesus. I encourage you to open your mouth and tell the Lord, Lord, be it unto me according to your will. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah, for the Zechariah's anointing. Hush, beloved. God got this. In Jesus' name. We thank God for the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. My God, my God. The word that will never return until God's void. Beloved, when it's your season, it's your season. Nothing makes sense. Don't nothing make sense. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nothing. When God begin to give increase, don't nothing make sense. When God give healing, don't nothing make sense. Hallelujah. In the natural mind. Hallelujah. But thank God that we have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God got this. Amen and amen. Thank God for that prophetic word this morning. I don't know who it was for. Amen. Hallelujah. For everybody who will leave and receive, it's for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's going to be a good day. It is a good day today. Amen. As you go forward today, beloved. Amen. Go forward in faith. Amen. Leaning not to your own understanding, but acknowledging the Lord in all of your ways. Hallelujah. We refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Amen. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel it. Doubt. Amen. Now be careful who's speaking in your ear gates, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God, help us to think on things that are lovely, honest, virtuous, of good report. Oh, God, help us to come into agreement with your word. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. My God, my God, my God. Help us not to be divided among ourselves. Sometimes our mind is believing one thing and our heart is believing something else. That's double-minded. Beloved, we have to be on one accord with the word. And if we touch and we agree, amen. If two or three touch and agree, beloved, let me say, as I prayed, hallelujah, this morning in our 5 a.m. service, amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we are on every morning now, 5 days a week, amen, at 5 o'clock on social media, amen, at the morning altar. We started this week, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can touch and agree with the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is a person. You can touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. It's good to have a prayer partner, but you don't really need none. You don't really need none. Because you can touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. That's your prayer partner. He's a person. Come on, somebody. All right. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Father God, bless our prayer altar today. Bless those who will be working the altar. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the souls that you are saving. Father God, your kingdom being expanded. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for helping our unbelief. Father God, to get back into agreement with the first thing you told us. Father God, because it was taking so long, we gave up on it. Help us to go back and pick up those promises. Because you never change your mind, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And a promise is a promise with the Lord. And we bless you, and we thank you, and we magnify you. Father God, we seal this prayer. We seal this service, Father God, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We bind every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it, and we declare it null and void. And we decree and we declare and we declare and we decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Hush your mouth. Hallelujah. And watch God move. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Love you. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing. let it fall
on me.
Let the power,
let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Anointing
fall on me.
Touch my hands, my mouth and my heart. Every part,
and let the power of the Holy Ghost,
let it fall
on me.
Anointing fall
on me.
Anointing
fall.
Let the power,
let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Anointing
fall
this
way on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing
fall. Thank you.